Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 8. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît. Bonjour à tous et bonjour à toi, Marc. Comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Ça va très bien, surtout parce qu'il fait beau aujourd'hui.
Oui, il fait beau et donc je pense que peut-être dans la soirée, je vais aller faire un petit tour à vélo.
Ah tiens, ça fait du bien de défouler un petit peu.
De se défouler, oui, je vais me défouler parce que j'en ai besoin. Ça va me permettre de sortir un peu, de prendre un bol d'air frais.
Un bol d'air frais. It's exactly what Lara and Noah have been doing in the Alps, in Chambéry, and the gateway to the Alps. They've been taking un bol d'air frais. They've been really enjoying the fresh air there. We are, of course, following their adventures through the south of France as they take the trains from one city to another city. And they're not quite in cities now. They're more in villages and towns in the Alps. So let's find out exactly where they are today. And we'll listen to their diary.
Juste avant de partir en train vers l'est pour Albertville, nous avons vraiment voulu voir les Charmettes, au bord de Chambéry. Il s'agit de l'ancienne résidence de Jean-Jacques Rousseau, qui a encore la décoration de l'époque. J'étais franchement émue. Quel changement de décor à Albertville! Ça m'a fait du bien de voir des vraies montagnes. Noah est un fan des JO. Donc, nous sommes allés voir la maison des Jeux Olympiques d'hiver. Ça nous a vraiment donné envie de faire du ski, mais nous sommes en été. Nous reviendrons peut-être l'année prochaine à Noël. Pour profiter du beau temps, on a décidé, en dernière minute, de faire une balade à cheval dans les montagnes. Ce soir, on fait quelque chose de complètement différent, parce qu'on va aller dans le dôme d'Albertville, qui est un centre culturel avec un théâtre et un cinéma. On va regarder un classique du cinéma français, La Grande Vadrouille.
Alors moi, je dois admettre, bien que ce soit un classique du cinéma français, je n'ai pas vu La Grande Vadrouille.
Et moi, j'ai dû le voir une cinquantaine de fois. Je crois même que je connais la plupart des dialogues par cœur.
Oh là, ok. Tu nous raconteras après, ok? Nous allons... We're going to return to the beginning of this text. And as usual, Pierre Benoît will talk through it and we'll explain all the interesting language contained therein. Vas-y.
Juste avant de partir en train vers l'Est... Pour Albertville, nous avons vraiment voulu voir les Charmettes au bord de Chambéry.
Okay, so we've seen avant de faire quelque chose. This is juste avant de faire quelque chose. So just before leaving in the train towards the east, vers l'est, en route to Albertville. So they were on their way to Albertville. Ça te dit quelque chose, Albertville?
Ça me dit quelque chose. Je n'y suis jamais allé. I've never been to Albertville, but I know that the Olympic Games took place there. And I know what your next question is going to be, and you're going to trap me, Mark, because I'm not too sure. I was going to say in the 80s, 90s.
If you talk, I'll find out. Keep going.
Oh, I think it's Jean-Claude Killy was in charge of a lot of... he was obviously an emeritus skier, and he was in charge of a lot of things. And I think it's... I was going to say 1992, right?
Oh, bravo, bravo.
C'est quoi?
It was 1992.
Woo, yes! And I've not checked, so it's good.
Yes, yeah, so that is the Olympic Games of Albertville in 1992, the Winter Olympics, of course, in Albertville. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a minute because they talk about that, in fact. Before taking the train towards the east for Albertville, nous avons vraiment voulu voir, we really wanted to see Les Charmettes. And Les Charmettes, Lara explains what it is, but she says it's au bord de Chambéry, just beside Chambéry, on the border of Chambéry, the outskirts, as it were.
Il s'agit de l'ancienne résidence de Jean-Jacques Rousseau, qui a encore la décoration de l'époque.
Okay, il s'agit de is a fantastic phrase because it's the kind of phrase that you see lots and lots, particularly when we're talking about books or films or something like that.
Yeah, to tell a story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To talk about the plot, so you say il s'agit de.
Yep, and crucially, we need to remember that the il of il s'agit does not refer to the book or the film. It refers to a kind of impersonal, it's all about, not the book is all about. So if we wanted to say this, or in this film, it's about such and such, we could say, dans ce film, il s'agit de...
Yeah, and then you continue explaining, yeah, but you start with il s'agit de. Yeah, it's a lovely phrase, very, very useful.
You couldn't say, however, and I don't want to say this aloud because it might go into your heads, but you couldn't say, ce film s'agit.
No. No, you need to have that set phrase, il s'agit de. So you say, il s'agit, dans ce film, il s'agit de. You can't replace the il with the subject, ce film, or cette pièce de théâtre, or ce livre. It doesn't work. Ce livre s'agit de does not work.
Yeah, okay, right. So we'll come back to that, but il s'agit de, here we're talking about what Les Charmettes is. So we can use it for a film, we can use it for a book, but here we're talking about...
L'ancienne résidence de Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
So it's the former residence of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Now, ancienne and ancien has a different meaning depending on where it goes. So l'ancienne résidence is the former residence. But if it was la résidence ancienne...
That's kind of a very, very, very old... It's got this kind of an old description, should I say. Yes.
It might well be a little bit run down, perhaps, if it was une résidence ancienne. But here we're talking about l'ancienne résidence, the former residence of whom?
Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a famous French writer and philosopher as well.
Okay, I think the 1700s, yeah?
Yes, yes, okay. le 18e siècle, le siècle des Lumières.
Oui, justement. And this ancienne résidence... a encore la décoration de l'époque. So it's still decorated in the style of the time. So it's still got its original or its authentic decoration.
So it could be a double meaning for ancienne then, Mark.
It could indeed. However, Lara was franchement émue. She was moved, emotionally moved.
Yeah, and franchement here is quite nice. It's like you could have replaced that with j'étais vraiment ému. But franchement is, yeah, honestly, that's just, she feels really touched by this, about being there and witnessing this beautiful résidence.
Is there an element there of almost a little bit of a surprise at quite how moved she was? J'étais franchement ému.
Yeah, I think she's not hiding it, you know, it's because in France we study Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Voltaire, all these philosophers, famous writers, and to be on a spot where that person actually lived, you know, some people will react in different ways, and here Lara is obviously very, very taken by it.
Touched by it. Okay, so we're talking about decoration here, but there's a change of decoration or décor in this next sentence.
Quel changement de décor à Albertville.
So, what a change of scenery in Albertville.
Ça m'a fait du bien de voir de vraies montagnes.
So, earlier we were talking about it, how it's good to fill your lungs with air and so on, but here we're seeing ça m'a fait du bien. It did me good, some good, de voir de vraies montagnes, to see some real mountains. De vraies montagnes, there we've got some real mountains. Des montagnes, normally, but we're putting that vrai in front. So as we've seen in previous episodes, in proper French, we would drop the des to de vraies montagnes.
Exactement, Marc, oui.
Ok, vas-y, continue.
Noah est un fan des JO, Donc, nous sommes allés voir la maison des Jeux Olympiques d'hiver.
Ok, les J-O. J being the letter J and O being the letter O. So, J-O is the abbreviation for Jeux Olympiques, the Olympic Games. And Noah seems to be a fan. Donc, nous sommes allés voir, we went to see, la maison des Jeux Olympiques d'hiver. So, the Winter Olympics Museum, the house of the Winter Olympics in Albertville.
Ça nous a vraiment donné envie de faire du ski. Mais nous sommes en été.
OK. Ça nous a vraiment donné envie. Now we've seen this, avoir envie de faire quelque chose. Here we're talking about donner envie. If something gives you a desire to do something, ça nous a vraiment donné envie de faire du ski. It really made us want to go skiing. But it's the summer. Nous sommes en été. Literally, we are in summer.
Nous reviendrons peut-être l'année prochaine, à Noël.
OK, so nous reviendrons, a nice future tense there. Nous reviendrons peut-être l'année prochaine. We will come back, perhaps, next year, à Noël, at Christmas, or the winter holidays. So that kind of time they're planning on returning. OK, we're going to pause there for just a moment, but we'll be back very soon. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, we're back and you're joining us as Lara and Noah are enjoying themselves in Albertville, the home to the 1992 Olympic Games, les Jeux Olympiques d'hiver de 1992.
Bravo, bravo.
Okay, let's continue on.
Pour profiter du beau temps, on a décidé en dernière minute de faire une balade à cheval dans les montagnes.
Ah, okay, so it seems like it's nice weather. Pour profiter du beau temps, to take advantage of that nice weather, or just to enjoy that nice weather, on a décidé, en dernière minute, de faire une balade à cheval. So, let's think about this. On a décidé de faire quelque chose. So, it's always décidé de faire quelque chose. We decided, en dernière minute, at the last minute, de faire une balade à cheval.
Now, we spoke about balade before, haven't we?
We did, yeah.
We have, yeah. And une balade is just the same as une promenade. But if you happen to have another means of transport, if I want transportation after it, then that takes control of the type of balade, the type of walk it's going to be. So here, une balade à cheval, you're not walking with a horse next to you. You're actually horse riding.
You're horse riding, or perhaps trekking. We could maybe use the word trekking here. So we went out for a, I don't know whether you, do you horse trek? I know you pony trek, but I don't know whether you horse trek. So they went out for a trek on horse dans les montagnes, in the mountains. A quick question here about décider de faire quelque chose and se décider de faire quelque chose, because there is a reflexive version of décider, correct?
Yes, you've got se décider. Ah, it's to take or to make the decision is totally different.
We've got à cheval on horseback. If we imagine the horse as a mode of transport, which ultimately it is here, what other modes of transport do we use with the preposition à?
You have à pied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. À moto or à vélo, only two wheels, okay? It's quite good to remember, à pied, you only have 2 feet, mm-hmm. And à moto, à vélo, you've got 2 wheels, so it works. À cheval, that's a bit different, but if you keep it in that category, okay, that's the main one with à. The other one should be using en, so en voiture, en avion, en bateau, en train. Okay. Now, one a little thing I'd like to add. 70% of the time, French people will kind of use en to say en vélo, but they should use à vélo. So whether it's going to be accepted in the near future that we can say en vélo as well as à vélo, I hope they don't do that.
Who knows? We recently heard that you're now no longer allowed to talk about un podcast en français. The Académie Française has decided that un podcast should be audio en demande.
Oh là là.
Anyway, this will stay being un podcast, I think, from my point of view. Okay. So just before we leave the cheval, I wonder, I've got a little bit of what's the word, trivia here. Do you associate cheval in any way with the city of Montreal? Does that mean anything to you?
No, I'm kind of a... Lara was ému earlier, and now I'm kind of a bit puzzled by your question, so I hope you're going to explain to me here.
Well, cheval, or indeed the way in which it's said in Quebecois dialect, in the Montreal dialect, becomes joual. And you call the dialect in Montreal joual because of the way it's pronounced, because of the way people there pronounce the word cheval.
Oh, d'accord. Okay, I did not know that, so, you know.
Random piece of knowledge, there you
merci
go.
Merci beaucoup, Marc, merci.
Okay, let's continue on.
Ce soir, on fait quelque chose de complètement différent, parce qu'on va aller dans le dôme d'Albertville.
So, this evening, we're going to be doing something completely different. Quelque chose de, plus an adjective. Quelque chose de complètement différent. Something completely different. Parce qu'on va aller dans le dôme d'Albertville. Because we're going to go to the dome of Albertville. And then...
Qui est un centre culturel avec un théâtre et un cinéma.
Which is a cultural centre with a theatre and a cinema. So she goes on to explain what le dôme d'Albertville is.
On va regarder un classique du cinéma français, La Grande Vadrouille.
Okay, so we're going to watch a classic of French cinema, and it's called La Grande Vadrouille. Une vadrouille is a stroll, isn't it?
Yeah, vadrouiller is to go about, to, I would refer that to military, a context, okay, une vadrouille, les policiers qui vadrouillent, l'armée qui vadrouille, that's the way I would see it, yeah. And it's, obviously, it's an amazing film, it's a classic, and il s'agit d'un film qui se passe pendant la Deuxième Guerre mondiale.
So there we go. I knew we were going to come back to this later. So il s'agit de. So dans ce film, il s'agit de la Deuxième Guerre mondiale. It is about the Second World War. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama? Is it a comedy?
Oh yes, it's a comedy, and I think the British actor I think is Terry Thomas. I think is in it. Okay, and you have Louis de Funès, and the lovely Bourville. And it's a lovely duet, you know. You have to watch it.
I will do my best to find that. Okay, let's listen again now to the full text now that we've studied it together.
Juste avant de partir en train vers l'est pour Albertville, nous avons vraiment voulu voir les Charmettes, au bord de Chambéry. Il s'agit de l'ancienne résidence de Jean-Jacques Rousseau, qui a encore la décoration de l'époque. J'étais franchement émue. Quel changement de décor à Albertville! Ça m'a fait du bien de voir des vraies montagnes. Noah est un fan des JO, donc nous sommes allés voir la maison des Jeux Olympiques d'hiver. Ça nous a vraiment donné envie de faire du ski, mais nous sommes en été. Nous reviendrons peut-être l'année prochaine à Noël. Pour profiter du beau temps, on a décidé, en dernière minute, de faire une balade à cheval dans les montagnes. Ce soir, on fait quelque chose de complètement différent, parce qu'on va aller dans le dôme d'Albertville, qui est un centre culturel avec un théâtre et un cinéma. On va regarder un classique du cinéma français, La Grande Vadrouille.
Très bien. Bon, ça y est, c'est tout pour cet épisode de Coffee Break French. Nous espérons bien sûr que cela vous a plu, comme d'habitude. Et nous serons de retour très bientôt avec le 9e épisode de ce projet.
Très bien, Marc. Et j'espère que d'ici là, tu auras regardé La Grande Vadrouille et tu pourras nous en parler.
Je vais faire de mon mieux. Don't forget, you can find out everything you need to know about the Travel Diaries over at the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll be able to access the premium version of the course. And that gives you access to the text and lesson notes, and also our video version, which allows you to read the text during the pauses and practice your pronunciation. So coffeebreakacademy.com for all of that. We will be back soon, and hopefully I will have managed to see La Grande Vadrouille in the meantime. But for now, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.